Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Love is in the air tonight. We are headed to Mars, and we have a very special guest in the studio. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
This is like the new music.
Yes. Welcome to the Jane the Virgin After Show. We are discussing Chapter 90 tonight. I have my lovely co-host here, Ms. Delia Gomez, to my left.
Hey, guys.
And Nima Sky to her left.
Hello.
And Miss Simone Thomas.
Hi, everyone.
And we have a very special guest, Mr. Christopher Allen.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
Welcome.
I'm so happy. Yes. So glad to be here.
We're so happy to have you.
I see you on YouTube and now I'm here in person. It's yes. Amazing.
That's how we feel about you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being here tonight. We know your schedule is crazy busy.
Thank you for having me.
So, first of all, what were your overall thoughts of this episode tonight?
To be honest, I just enjoyed watching you all's reactions to the show. And so I was like, to see the tears, the almost tears, the laughs, the what's the. So that's the best to me, just to get a chance to see how people actually react to the show in person.
You know?
So that was my favorite.
Aww.
That's sweet.
I like
thank
that
you.
I'm happy we could entertain you. That's awesome.
Yes.
What did you think tonight, Simone?
It was just full of so many sweet, happy moments that made me really. I mean, I didn't cry, but I felt the emotion.
You never cry.
Ever. No, ever. Something's wrong with me. I don't know where it is.
It's okay. We love you the way you are.
I want to cry once. I want it to happen.
It's going to happen.
Okay, mm-hmm. I'm hoping. But
Tear stick.
But this is probably one of my favorite episodes just because it wasn't as depressing or confusing or Jane wasn't as distraught. I feel like, mm-hmm. Well, she had her distraught moments, but there were a lot of good treasures and, like, sweet moments in there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, my, how I felt about it, I was kind of like so emotional. I was sad in some moments. I was angry in some moments. I was happy in some moments. And I was like, oh, tearjerker. But overall, I mean, I think that it was a great episode. I mean, mm-hmm. I liked how so many different people kind of had closure, kind of brought some things together. And then I got upset about some things, you know. Like, oh, Luis, I just can't. Okay, we'll talk about that later. But
we will get into it for sure.
Yeah, this was one of those. For me, I just kept thinking about my dad the entire episode. Mm-hmm. So that was a beautiful thing. Or my parents, I just kept thinking about them in different moments mm-hmm. of their lives. I can kind of see my parents with Alba, and I can kind of see my parents now. So that was the best thing for me with this episode.
Me too. I mean, those flashbacks with Rogelio and Jane, like, I could not handle that. Yeah. It was so sweet. I'm like, I want to call my dad after this.
It's like, I want to get married.
I love this episode. I mean, I know the past few episodes have been a little slower, mm-hmm. so I'm glad we have Luisa back. She's like ruining everything, but I need that drama, so I'm really thankful for her being back.
Yes.
So this episode, we saw Jane is helping Rogelio with This Is Mars, which I'm surprised they're running with it. Like, they're really going for it. How do we feel about their telenovela?
I'm very interested in it because it's This Is Us meets Outer Space, right? This Is Us is amazing. Outer Space is cool. And I love Rogelio in anything. So I'm for it. I'm team This Is Mars.
I don't know. Like my initial response is I thought it was kind of weird a little bit. I was like,
Sure.
I mean, like, this is a great bonding moment with Jane and her father. So, but I think that they pulled it off very well. And I just loved how, you know, he went over above and beyond for Jane, you know, just to make sure that, you know, her novel was published. And even though she got upset, I think that it was like a great moment just to kind of see like how
it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm sorry. How passionate he is about the stories. Yeah. And like just to be able to bring Jane to life, was, of course, you know, she's dealing with so much.
Yeah.
And she wants Raphael just to win her back over. So I really, really liked their whole chemistry in this one. Like the whole father-daughter relationship. I think that there's a great connection there. Even with so many other things that are happening in Jane's life, we can see a lot of like the reason why she makes her decisions with the connection with her and her father. So
agreed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I agree that the premise of the show is very odd and what's going on. But I like that we saw Jane stepping into a different type of writing, because typically she's writing books and, you know, writing for television is...
Romance.
Yeah, is completely very different. So we saw growth, especially considering what happened later on in the episode, her not feeling so secure because she found out what her dad did, this proving that, you know, she was in new territory writing a script, but it was actually really good. And we saw growth and success because they liked it.
Yeah.
Chris, are you going to go out for a role on Mrs. Mars?
Maybe.
Dennis Chambers doesn't get to, like, do some FBI, like, investigating.
Yeah. There's got to be some drama.
Right. No, it has to be. Mars itself is drama.
So there was...
Spoiler alert!
Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
I thought that was real.
Sorry about that, you guys. Stick your fingers back here. Sorry about that.
That was awesome. I love it. Not a spoiler,
all our fans are probably like, what did he just say?
Right now, what just happened? Oh, my goodness. What did we spoil?
It was not me.
Did we blame Jane for getting mad at Rogelio for pretty much getting her book published for her?
I don't think in the moment I blamed her, because it was something she really thought she did on her own. Mm-hmm. So I can understand the betrayal she felt. And maybe she just thought, like, for once, I just want something that I'm not in your shadow. Mm-hmm. This is, you know, Rogelio is such a big star that it's hard to be the daughter of someone who's so big and so well known. Mm-hmm. So I can understand that. But obviously, eventually, she comes to understand why her dad did it. It's because he loves her and just wants her to do well.
Right.
And she can kind of see it with Mateo. Mm-hmm. She would do anything for that kid. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't say I understood.
Yeah.
I understood.
Yeah.
Would you do that for your child?
Oh, my God. I would definitely do that. But, I mean, of course, I'm not a parent. I don't have any children right now, so I'm kind of speaking in an unfamiliar territory. But if I could really think about it, I probably would do that for my child. But at the same time, I would probably let them know that I did it. I think it was more of the fact that her father did it behind her back, and she just kind of felt like it was... I mean, even though he did it because he loved her, I think that her whole premise was the...
Betrayal
of, like, her trust. Like, why would you just go behind my back and do that? Like even though, yes, you do want to do this for me, and I really appreciate you, but it's like, don't go behind my back and do it. Like, you know, do it. I think that maybe if... he would have told her.
Yeah.
I think that it probably would have had a different feel to it, but the fact that he did it behind her back and, you know, like, he was trying to be sneaky about it, she was just like,
yeah.
I'm over
I disagree. Because,
No,
I agree. Like, him going behind her back is terrible. But even if he had told her and told her, like, how he wanted to be involved, like, let your child fail. Like, let's say, for instance, the book was awful, which clearly, like, he helped her. Like, without him, it wouldn't have been successful, but still, even if that had happened, that's what makes you become better. Like, I just saw a meme today about, like, success and how J.K. Rowling, like, had so many declines, and people said no, and Walt Disney had so many declines. And,
oh my God.
You know what I mean? So, you need those.
Knowing Jane's track record, as we know it, to be like, that something happens to that poor girl, like, every episode. And it was right after Michael died that, you know, she was going through hard. Oh. Do you still think it was... her dad not trying to get her out of
it. I just feel like if I am trying to pursue my own passions and my project, and I find that, regardless of, like, what circumstances are surrounding my situation, if someone did that, it just kind of delegitimizes my competency, my abilities, and I just feel
I definitely agree.
I don't want your help. Like, I appreciate your empathy and your pity, but I'd rather know I suck. I'd rather know I suck versus I'd rather it be in my face rather than like being like blinded by that.
I totally agree with you. I mean, at the end of the day, whenever you're working hard towards something, I mean, you want to know that you've actually gained the right, you know, fruits of your labor. You know, you don't want to just pour into something. You're like, oh, well, somebody gave it to me because they, you know, because like they felt a certain type of way. But
man,
yeah.
Help me. I'll take it.
You'll take it. I mean, listen, I mean, sometimes you have to take the good with the bad.
It's hard. Like, constructive criticism is not fun. It's, you know, it takes a lot of humility. Pull up Beyonce. Beyonce said a lot of people don't want to rehearse and do all those things over and over again because they don't want to look stupid. They don't want to feel silly.
Homecoming. Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, shout out to Homecoming. Yes. But if you don't do those things, you don't become Beyonce. You don't become the, like, the peak of what you're able to be. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're going to be a great parent.
You are a parent. So what do you think?
I mean, my first inclination is, of course, I'll do whatever I have to do to help my son, who's almost two. Shout out, Noah, my boy.
Yes.
But hopefully, I think if we could, if I could build a rapport with my child where we talk and we share and we know we're each other's support system, that we would have an ongoing conversation. Like, okay, hey, Mike, I can help you,
right?
If you want me to. And then maybe see what he says. Like, nah, Dad, I'm good. Like, I got it. I don't know. And just go from there and see. Now, I'm not saying that I would listen to him. Maybe I would feel like, hey, right or wrong, I'm going to help him anyway.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
It's one of those life type of things, life lessons or whatever, and just go with the flow. Anyway.
How are you as a person, like, if you were in that situation, do you want the help? Do you want the handout? Not the handout, but, or would you rather just...
The support. I would say the support.
Support sounds better than handout.
Because she was going through a hard time, you guys.
Yes, okay, yes she was.
Yeah, in that situation, I don't know. Like, if I were Jane or if I were going through something very hard, I don't even know what type of mindset I would be in to accept or deny the help. But, I mean, just to relate it to real life, in acting, et cetera, because there's so many people that I run into who are pursuing just whatever type of walk of life. There's going to be failure everywhere. And sometimes you just don't have people to help you.
Right.
I think in that instance, yeah, it would be great to have someone willing. Not to say that I would want them to all the time, but to have someone willing to say, hey, I'm here to help you if you need it. Mm-hmm. Because oftentimes a lot of people just don't have that opportunity, especially it's getting better, but there's still a long road.
Absolutely.
The whole... you know, people of color thing in the industry or whatever, like there's some hurdles that are being, you know, jumped a little bit easier now, which is great. But still, like, a lot of people in the industry, depending on where you are, there's just not a lot of bodies already there to lend a helping hand to you. So in
so
situations
when somebody
like
does,
that,
it's like a big situation.
Yeah.
Right.
So in situations like that, it's always nice to at least have the option.
No, definitely.
You
know?
Mm-hmm. I agree with you.
Let me say no. Give me somebody to turn down. No. Thank you. I got this one.
I like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good way to
I do see
it.
Both sides. Mm-hmm. I'm not a parent, but if I did have a child, I know I would want to do any and everything to make them successful.
Aww.
But I do think, like you said, Simone, they do need to be able to fail so that they can appreciate their triumphs that much more. It kind of gave me college admission scandal vibes.
I was so thinking about that. Like, the situation that happened in the news. Yeah
and even
sure.
that, because I was thinking, you know, Jane's book got published. Right. Amazing. We love Jane, but did somebody else's
but
book not
like
get
different.
Published? I know. I just, there's similarities, so I just, like, go back and forth with it.
Yep.
I'm not a parent, but if I did have the resources to help my kid out, I probably would, too. I don't know if it's right or wrong, but it's like a touchy subject,
it
I feel.
Is. Yeah, I feel like if it wasn't taking something away from somebody else, then I'm okay with it. Because she wasn't really taking the spot from anybody else. It was just like, if this doesn't work, if it doesn't sell, which it did, she sold her books and it gave her a chance to have her work out there. That's why I'm okay with it. If it was like, we're going to take a spot from someone just because of your dad or who he is, then
that's
I'm like,
right.
I don't think I'm okay with that.
Yeah. It's all about the cost.
Yeah. Well, comment down below. We want to hear from you guys if you're in the live chat.
Yeah.
I know Billie Jean girl. I know you're here.
We love yes. you. Billie Jean.
So loyal. Thank you for tuning in.
Had the Billie best comment. She's the best. Billie, like, she actually, gives the best.
Billie
comments.
Jean girl 24 said the flashbacks of Jane and her dad were really good. I got choked up. So aww.
So did we.
Yes. The girls over there.
We did.
Tell me. I was watching them. They were all like,
we were the criers.
Yeah.
We are watery.
Because the mountain leaves it over there dry.
I felt it in my heart, my soul.
It's
everything.
Like tears, no tears.
I just saw my wedding day flash before my eyes.
We are so thankful for you guys. Simone, you want to tell them how thankful we are?
Yes. First of all, guys, thank you for coming and watching and joining us today with our special guests. AfterBuzz means a lot to us. So if you're watching us on YouTube, please give us a thumbs up and comment. And then if you're listening to us on iTunes, a 5-star rating and comment as well. We appreciate the support and talking to you guys all the time. It's been formative for us. Mm-hmm. And we love the show. So just keep Definitely. Watching.
It takes like 2 seconds.
Click. Yeah, exactly.
Click. 5-star.
Really
great show.
5 thumbs up and subscribe. Don't forget to subscribe, okay?
We love it. We love reading your comments and everything. Yeah. And we also love Alba and Jorge.
I know.
Oh my God, they're super cute.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. I mean, the wedding.
I knew it was going to happen. Nima.
I know. We talked about this. We did. I told you, because I mean, I think I said last week, I just knew that they were just going. They were gonna end up being a couple.
Leave that pause. It was so good.
I mean, I knew that they were gonna get together. It was just like it just of course like yeah. I mean, she invested so much into him, so I felt mm-hmm. like not that he felt obligated to her. I felt like, you know, he felt like, man, this woman really poured into me, knowing that like she didn't know whether or not I was gonna stay. You know, like mm-hmm. it's something about how somebody can love you and then there's no return for them. So mm-hmm. I think that that's probably something that, like, you know, kind of made him think, like, well, wait a minute, like, she really loves me. Like, who else is really going to love me as much as she loved me? Mm-hmm. So it made sense. Hey, my prediction was right.
I think Jorge is a very courageous man, because to put his heart out there again mm-hmm. with the possibility third time's the charm.
Yes.
Again. If that were me, I'd be like, I'm done with you. We're not going after this again. But the fact that he did it one more time, because he felt it in his heart that she was the one for him. And I think this time it was a lot more apparent. The chemistry was very thick and intense mm-hmm. between them. They just weren't saying it. And so him, like, putting himself out there for the love of his life and her finally actually saying yes and going through with
she
it.
She always wanted to say yes.
Made me really happy.
Yes. I was just so happy for second, third chances, that, you know, love doesn't always go as planned. Sometimes things get in the way, like you were even telling us, that sometimes it's not the right time.
Yeah.
And when it's meant to be, it's meant to be.
Yeah.
And that was just beautiful to see. It's mm-hmm. just like, when the time is right, it's going to happen, and you just have to trust.
Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. what I loved
and
about it.
It made me think, it gave me hope for Jane and Raphael, because they're kind of like very parallel situations. She's broken his heart twice, and now she's pining for his love. Mm-hmm. So, you know,
foreshadowing, man.
Yeah, just the older version.
No, Raphael.
Chris, what do you think about that comment?
I think I went to the restroom during that.
He's like, I don't want to talk about that part.
Didn't see a thing.
Do you think? Well, I'm not sure if you actually know, are Jorge and Alba going to last? Or just like a thought, like, you probably don't know, right? But like, what do you think? Like, is it endgame for them?
You know, this is interesting. I do know what's going to happen, I guess, maybe. But I don't think I would ever tell.
So good.
Yeah. Tell you anything.
Good. I had to ask.
Like, I'm not going to tell you.
I had to ask.
I think it's going to last.
I hope it does.
Yeah.
For I think it's going to last.
I hope it does, too. I love those two.
Look at you.
Me, too.
I'm a
You're
fan.
You're like, I know, but, you know, I hope it lasts.
I'm a fan. Yeah.
That musical, though. That little musical number at the wedding.
You know, like, I just kept thinking that, like, she was dreaming. Or, like, I really kept thinking that she was daydreaming. Did but it? When Jane was like, you know, this was the first time that we ever sung.
No one got Love Actually vibes from it? From the wedding?
Oh.
I've never seen that.
No.
No, it's a classic.
I didn't. I mean, I was thinking about Jesus.
I was like, ooh. It's a good movie.
Yeah. No, I'm being honest. I was just, because I really didn't think it was real at first. I thought, oh, this is a comedy. Like, you know, whatever. I'm like, she's just imagining this in her mind. But when I really thought, like, knew it was real, I was like, oh, wow.
Wait, them singing Just Have Sex in the Church?
Yes. Yeah. That part, I was like, oh, wow. Yeah.
No, for a second, I was like, wait, is it? Yes, it is.
Yeah,
it's happening. It's happening, people.
And I mean, like, I felt like in that moment, and everybody was like, so we know the reason why you really want to hurry up and get married.
Yeah. I'm not gonna fool nobody.
Right, exactly.
They reminded me confirmed. Of, like, really young kids trying to just, like, elope, not elope, but, you know, like,
let's kind just
of the do same it. I don't know how comfortable I would feel, like, my grandmother, you know, and her husband's, you know, getting married and me singing, like, a song. I couldn't do it.
It's also the theme, like, overall, the theme of Jane the Virgin. They always talked about, you know, her virginity and how strongly they, and the fact that Alba, the one that put all this pressure
she was
on
put to
Jane,
the test.
You know, and she was, you know,
she did knew what she was supposed to do. She did not, I mean, she passed. Yeah. Test.
Because the flower was like, we are falling apart right now. Yeah. She's like, oh my God, no, the flower cannot do this to me.
So, yeah, that was funny.
I know.
I like that.
Super funny.
They show that you know, you can still have passion at 70 something years
it.
Old.
Oh, yeah. I hope so. Right.
I know, right?
Yeah, me too. Gosh. I mean, those feelings don't go away, right? Yeah. I mean, the true affection
just,
and love.
They just transform into a different age.
She said that you don't have much time. You don't know when you get to a certain point in life. You don't know if a sickness is going to get you or, you know, it could be a year of pain and you don't know how much time you have to really enjoy each other.
Yeah. Right? I think so that was probably like the biggest thing to really, really take away from them, you know, choosing to get married, because I think, I sound like an old woman. I think that, you know, whenever you're young, you know, you tend to value and focus on things a little differently. You know, like when you get older, things that, you know, made so much importance when you were younger, it doesn't make like,
yes,
time,
you know,
time is more important.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, like,
it speeds
they're older
up.
Now. Yeah. So now it's like they're not so much focused on, you know, having
the
wedding
flowers,
you know, as well as actually getting married and actually being with the right person.
And I think that's something we can learn from that. Yeah. You know,
like, that is something that we can learn.
We take time for granted all the time.
But I still older, too. Oh, yeah. So, like, she had her wedding, like, he's had his past lovers or whatever. Mm-hmm. They've seen it all. They just want to, like, enjoy each other's company. Like, all the other stuff,
It doesn't matter, not, you know.
Yeah.
But that's just, I think that there were so many different lessons to learn, you know, from them getting married, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So quickly, so soon.
I love it because Alba was really, like, she had come to the realization that, you know what, he's not going to love me, but I still want to help him. It was so selfless. Yeah. I think it was, like, the purest form of love. And then without her even expecting it, his feelings were reciprocated, and it was like, it's like a sign from God. Like, I love it. Like, I love their story. I think they're going to last.
And they are.
I think they're going to last, personally.
I do.
I mean, like, why would he leave her? Like, she went through all that. Like, who else is going to put up with it?
She's a true ride or die right there.
Yeah.
I know.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know who's not going to last? Louisa.
Mm.
Yes. I totally agree with that. I do.
What is she doing? I love her. I love her so
you know what?
Much.
I really feel like she's being revengeful.
But she's
revengeful.
She doesn't know what's going on. She's completely
but
oblivious.
But I love that she's a hippie now, and she's got her crystals, and, like, she's got her sage. I love her, but I just, a part of me is, she's so gullible, and she's so naive that I'm just like, boo, she does not know what's happening.
No. How is someone so smart? Like, she was a doctor.
She was a doctor. But did you see what happened? Because she was a doctor.
Exactly.
I mean, I don't know.
Mateo.
He was like, are you the lady that made me come alive?
I know.
That's lying.
Yeah, that was me.
Oh, my gosh.
Super cute. I mean, yeah, she's gullible, but I don't know. I feel like there's some part of her that kind of knows.
You think so?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I don't think she does.
Wait,
I do.
Really?
I
don't think so?
I do. I think I don't think so. I think she knows.
I'm with Simone.
Yeah. Like, okay, did you guys not see their text thread?
Yeah, like, when he said everything's perfect. Like, yeah, why is he in the apartment?
But she doesn't know he's there. No. She doesn't know he's at the apartment.
He was asking about her time with Raph, not regarding.
Because remember, he was the guy that brought the pie.
I don't know. Yes, like, to me, it just seems like, I don't know. Maybe I just read more into, you know, the text thread, but I just kind of felt like, I don't know.
Well, I just had a Louisa moment, so.
I feel like she knows what's going on.
I sincerely feel like she knows what's going on.
Yeah. I do.
You are detective.
Okay, so what do you think?
You dropped a bomb tonight.
Yes, you did.
Listen, now this I know for a fact.
Uh-oh.
So clearly I'm not going to tell you, but I'm just saying, this problem I know.
I think that she's playing us.
She is not.
I don't think she would hurt Raph.
No,
I
don't. And because she tried so hard to get on his good side so she could see his kids, and she's finally able to do that, why would she risk her relationship that's been strained with her brother? And now that she's able to meet Raphael, like meet Mateo and all the other kids, she's not like working with Sin Rostro for that.
I wonder if she would, if she was, it would be to protect Raph. I would say. Because I just don't see her crossing that line against her brother.
Yeah.
I do think it's genuine.
I agree. Mm,
I don't know. I think when Sin Rostro is involved, I think that's like her kryptonite. Like, she will just like do and is that the right way to
but
use
she's
that?
Not.
Yeah.
Or is it her Achilles heel. Like, that's the thing that destroys her.
Yes, Achilles.
No, kryptonite.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what?
Like, that's what kryptonite is.
Kryptonite was like a superpower.
No.
Kryptonite.
It's a green stuff.
It's a whole other show. Wrong show.
Okay. Explanations
makes super, and I'm not a superhero fan, so if I say something wrong, please forgive
me. That's okay.
But yeah, kryptonite is what cripples Superman.
Yes. There's even a song.
Oh, really?
I think.
It was, but...
We don't want to get copyright.
But no quotations right now, because we're not going to
I was like, going to sing, and I was like, I can't sing, so I'm not going to do it. I was like, no.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I feel like she knows something that's going on. Like, she's just not completely oblivious. I really don't think that.
She's
I sincerely don't think that. I mean, because why would you let, like, a total stranger...
This is Louisa!
This is your neighbor. Oh, my God.
She does it.
She's, like, really... She's, like, kind of dumb.
But everything she's done, she's not knowing. She's like, what?
Yeah.
So she's just hopeless all around. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean... I think she is, but for some reason, I don't know. My intuition is telling me that she knows what's going on.
We'll see. I'm really nervous about that guy going into the house. He's going to put some, what's the proper term, detective? Like, mics or...
Surveillance.
I wonder why he's in Raphael's apartment. Like, what is it about his apartment?
Mm-hmm. What's in there?
Like, what's there to get from Raphael that Sin Rostro would want?
Or just to...
It's a good question.
We don't... I mean, nobody...
You know.
Thanks.
I'm doing...
We're like looking at him. Okay, what
Dennis
are we wrong?
Chambers said I did a good question, so...
I don't know. I do think, like, obviously, if she can have access to Louisa, and obviously Raphael is that connection...
That's a good point.
And if he keeps letting her into... His life and his kid's life, that's like one step closer to ruining everyone.
And it's also like she did kidnap Mateo the first season.
At first, I thought he was going to get kidnapped again.
I thought so too, girl.
I got so nervous.
There's still a chance they haven't gotten to the beach.
Oh my goodness. The beach.
And
my heart stopped.
That's like a perfect trope for a child to get lost. Like, you know, you're at the beach. Where's so and so? Like, it happened in Us, if you guys saw Us.
Yes, I did. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So.
Yeah.
I got nervous too at that part. I was like, ooh.
Yeah.
You know who's starting to make me nervous? JR. I don't know why I don't trust her anymore.
Really?
Oh, yeah,
I agree. I don't trust her anymore.
Her character.
I don't like her.
I'm not going to say that I don't like her. To me, it just always seems like she has some type of agenda. It's like she's always trying to figure something out.
Well, I feel like her career was such an important part of who she was that I don't think she's gotten over losing her career. Yeah. And like,
and the way she lost it.
And resents Petra deep down inside for it. I do think I want them to work because I love them together. But I agree, there's some unfinished business between the two of them.
That's something in... It just seems like she's always holding something back. Like, she's always thinking about something or, like, you know, she's always frustrated. It just seems like there's some type of objection there. Yeah, no, I love her. I like that she's really, really, like, strong. I like her relationship with Petra.
I do, too.
I think that she brings a lot of strength to Petra.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay, so I said I don't like her. That was a little aggressive.
Listen. If you don't, it's totally fine.
I can be a little passionate sometimes. What I meant to say, I don't know, JR, I like the chemistry between them is great, but there's just something really cold about JR, and Petra's cold and she's cold, and I would need some warmth, more warmth
they
from
have
her to
the other
balance.
Jane for that.
But it's not a three-star.
They bring her in every time they have a fight. She's somehow looped in.
That is
Jane
very true.
Is like the voice of reason.
Yeah, in their relationship. But I don't know. I personally, if I were in that situation and you are the reason why I'm struggling and hit rock bottom, it'd be very difficult for me to stay with you long term. Like, they're still pretty early on in their relationship.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. This interesting.
And the way, like, she yelled at Anna and Elsa. I get it. I do, but that conversation never happened. I don't think it was bad. They are like awful.
They were crazy. I mean, like, they were literally like throwing ice cream at I mean, can you imagine just being around two young kids, twins at that, and you're like, please sit down, please stop, and all of a sudden all you see is like ice cream and just food.
A headache. Yeah.
I mean, like, your natural reaction is like, oh my God. Like, I don't think that she was wrong.
You're I'm never going to discipline someone else's kids correctly. Right. You're never going to, like, as a nanny, it's just like, it's the parents have one idea of what to do, and it's best to just follow step. And when it's like a step parent or something, there's a certain line that you can't really.
But I don't think that she was necessarily yelling at them, though.
Man, I think JR should have undone the belt. I mean, I think that, okay, I'm not mad that she yelled at them because they were acting crazy.
Right.
However, because they're in a relationship, it brings this automatic dynamic of, uh-oh, like, how does mom feel about that?
Right.
Yeah.
And you have to respect mom or dad's, whoever's wishes, and like you said, follow suit. Or at least, like Jane said, have the conversation.
Exactly. Right.
And go from there.
And even with two parents, you kind of know one is going to be... Mm-hmm. Especially how they explained, she overcompensated with her kids because she grew up with a terrible mother. So she spoils her kids.
Right.
And JR grew up, you know, working hard and wanting to teach them discipline. So there's two different trains of thought when it comes to discipline that
absolutely
haven't even come across. And they didn't even understand each other.
Right.
True.
So you have to have those... understanding why JR is gonna not have the patience she needs.
Yeah.
Well, I don't even think, but I mean, I don't, okay, if we actually go back to the moments of what happened, I don't think it's necessarily that she was doing it because she was being mean. If put yourself in a situation where you're around two kids and they're literally like fighting and throwing things at each other, the only thing you're trying to do in that moment is get their attention. Oh my God, stop.
Yeah.
Like, you're not gonna be like, oh my God, they're about to like,
That's how some people are.
Like, having a count of five.
Five, four.
Does that work?
I mean,
probably your parents didn't disappoint.
No.
My parents would not
put the fire torch down.
Right, it's like.
Put the gasoline can down, please. I don't like what you're doing right now.
Talk to me.
It was levels.
Thomas is about to get you in for the run.
What kind of parent are you? Are you like stern, like bad cop? Or are you?
I will say.
He's 2 years old, though.
He's two.
Yeah.
I will say, it's easy to have the conversation, right? But until you have kids or until
really
you
know.
Have to take care of kids, you'll see what comes out.
Right.
You'll see. I feel like, for me, I'm trying to teach him how to talk things out, not get angry, not being a... Now, I am still like, hey, if you need to put Elmo down, it is time to eat.
Right.
Elmo, no. Elmo is fine. Time to eat. Like, oh, that's fine. Yeah. But at the same time, I'm still trying to balance that with, okay, listen, like, I don't want you to see me getting angry or yelling and that's the first thing you do. Mm-hmm. No. Yeah, there should be levels to it, right? You want to be calm, talk it out, know what's happening.
Yeah.
And then... if all that doesn't work.
Right. Exactly, because it wasn't working with her.
Children do like discipline. Like, they do need boundaries. Yeah. And it, as a parent, it is important to understand that fine line of, you know, where you're going to be, like, who's going to be the softy, who's going to be the disciplinarian, because kids just need to know.
Right.
Just need
boundaries,
to know.
Yeah. Boundaries. We all need boundaries.
Oh, yeah.
As adults, we need some boundaries.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. I need boundaries. Yeah.
Yes. I think if Petra is putting her kids in the hands of somebody else and saying, like, you're responsible for my kids, I think JR should be allowed to, you know, discipline. It's not like she slapped them. That's a whole nother story.
Yeah, she never put their hand. You know,
so
her hand
I think it. She was very, like, well in her rights because they were going crazy there in public. Like, she didn't know what to do.
But
so.
I also think that it was a moment because they hadn't had that conversation. Right.
Yeah, you of know? Course. It all comes down to communication.
Absolutely. So I think it was just time.
Yeah. Yeah. Should we go to our special segment now?
Yeah.
Our special segment today, the news and gossip.
Oh, that's later. Okay. Our special segment is Ride or Die. If you are new here, Ride or Die is our segment where we talk about who our Ride or Die character from this episode was. You want to go first, Delia?
Yes, Rogelio. 100% Rogelio. Okay. The love and the lengths that he would go for Jane, and I'm not kidding, those flashbacks got me. It made my heart grow 100 times. So, Rogelio, you are my ride or die today. Thank you for being always there for Jane.
Aww.
It's meant a lot.
I have to say, Abuela, she's probably going to be my ride or die. Just because, you know, she's at an age where she can do whatever she wants to do. She doesn't have to keep, you know, her morals or her values or, you know, she doesn't have to do any of that. And I just like the fact how she just continues to stand her ground. Like, it doesn't matter, like, what situation she's in.
True.
She's always true and very, very loyal. And I just value her for, like, the woman that she is. So she's my ride or die.
Amazing.
Aww. My ride or die was the choir for saying.
They held it down.
Yes. I love that so much.
They held it down. Then the whole fam was yelling, go have sex. Listen. It was just a whole it was a spiritual moment for everyone.
You went to church.
Exactly.
It was a different kind of church for me.
Oh, man. That's
Kanye's,
different.
That was Kanye's church.
Listen, Sunday service is the bomb, okay?
Oh,
shout out
man.
To Kanye Sunday Service Church.
My ride or die, I have two. Sorry.
Yeah.
So cool. One is going to be Xiomara because that just conversation she had with her mom.
Oh,
like, I had like a realization this past week. I did something for my parents that I've been wanting to do for a long time. Oh, so I totally felt that because I'm like, you guys have been there for me through everything. I've been wanting to do this for years. And it was so nice, like so relatable. Like, she was just like, I just want you to have the perfect flowers. Yeah. Like, I love her for that. Second is Jorge. Comment below, hashtag whoregasm, please.
Yes! Oh my God. That was so, I was like,
I had
oh wow.
To. Like, yeah.
There
everything.
Were so many different moments in this episode.
Man.
Chris, do you have a ride or die from this episode?
Man, that's a good question. Well, I agree. I mean, I got to go with Rogelio. He loves Jane. Super sweet. I'll give it to Zoe and I'll give it to Abuela. Mm. If I can have three, I'll take those three.
You can have three.
I'll take those three.
Nice.
I'll take those three.
It's hard to choose. It's really hard to choose because it was such a great episode with so many.
It was a good episode.
Dennis should have probably got it. He dropped a big bomb.
Yes, he did.
You know what? Scratch those three. Dennis.
Okay. No. Before you do anything, let me tell you what's really going on.
Please tell us. It's time for news and gossip.
Oh, yes. What's really going on? Let's just talk about all the news and the gossip. Well, our girl, Gina Rodriguez, has a new hairstyle. She is now rocking blonde. She posted a recent post on Instagram with her blonde hair lights.
I love it.
She gives a shout out. With her nugget shirt on. Just love it. I love it. She gives her shouts out to the pros at the Ramirez Trans Salon here in L.A. Also, too, we got some news on Justin Baldoni. He posted on Twitter just hours before the show asking fans to please, please tune in to My Last Days right now on the show. So, I mean, I don't know. Is Justin giving us a little bit of insight on maybe he may be dying, like something may happen? I mean, not to mention, like, as soon as the show, well, before the show ends, we see that something's getting ready to happen. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess we shall see.
And if you guys are listening to us on iTunes, make sure to check out our YouTube because we have some pictures that you guys can check out.
Yeah, you can take a look.
Yes. Delia, you have been saying you think Raphael is going to have cancer again.
I say this because of my friend Megan from episode one, and I'm always going to give her the credit. Because
they have, oh my God.
They have been dropping bombs. Like, today, this episode, Luisa asked him, how are you feeling, instead of how are you doing?
Oh,
and so I was like, is that a question about your health, or like, how are you feeling with Jane? Because sometimes they do that. Mm-hmm. So
it's kind of vague. You don't know.
Yes.
True. I don't know. I mean,
feel like maybe. And that could be why he's pushing her away.
I mean, but I feel the fact that he said my last days, I mean, I don't know if it would be cancer, because, I mean, I feel like the cancer would probably have to progress. But if he's getting, like, killed, then I think that's a little different.
Or, I mean, it could also just be everyone's last days on
that's
this
true.
Show, because it's the last season.
That's true.
That's true. Yeah. I don't know. Like, we're all making predictions here.
Speaking of predictions... Let's get into it.
Let's get into the predictions. Perfect timing.
Chris, do you have any predictions for us?
Yeah, do you?
About what?
About what's going to happen on the show.
What other bombs would Dennis
I think try? There's going to be laughter. I think there'll be tears. Mm. I think there'll be joy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any predictions. I guess we just have to watch and find out.
I guess
I just have to come back every week and watch. You
should.
Well, there you have it. Simone, any predictions?
I predict that Luisa is going to wreak more havoc unknowingly. She's going to be completely, like, oblivious as to what access she's giving Sinrostro and whoever that random dude is who's, like, so
Bobby.
And annoying. That's Bobby.
Yes. We don't like him.
Yeah. And something bad is going to happen with Mateo. I don't know if the twins probably won't be. I feel like they've always been unscathed. They're, like, never been a target. But I have a feeling that Mateo, something's coming.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like something's going to happen to Raphael. I don't know exactly what. I'm pretty sure there's so many different hints going on that we can see in the last episode. I think that Jane and Raphael are probably going to get back together. I do feel that JR is probably going to make a decision to go to Houston.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that Abuela and her man is going to be happily ever after.
Oh, yeah.
See, I kind of predict that JR may not take the job in Houston. I'm hoping.
I don't know.
I'm hoping.
I feel like she's going
to
take it.
I feel like eventually those two have to come back together. So if she does, she comes back, is what I'm going to say. As a hopeless romantic.
Yeah.
A hopeful romantic. You gotta be hopeful.
Yeah, I'm hopeful. Very hopeful.
I think that Michael is going to come back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
His exit from the show was so underwhelming, and if he doesn't come back, that's gonna be really annoying.
Right.
He has to come back.
Oh, you know what?
Chris, I'm looking at you.
Okay, you know what? Let me give you another prediction. I'm literally contradicting myself.
Okay.
Maybe something's going to happen to Raphael. He's going to die, and then Michael's going to come back.
Oh.
That's what Megan said.
Hold Simone. She's about to fall over.
I know.
She loves her.
Because we know this is going to happen.
I totally love him, but I'm just saying.
I was
going
to ask.
Michael is not going to let his woman go.
She loves Raphael.
She's team Raphael.
The thing is, like,
the show can't let them two... Like, she can't choose between them because someone has to die. That's what I'm saying.
I think it's Raphael.
I don't want
anyone
to die.
But that's what's going to happen.
I think he's going to die.
And then he's going to happen again. Next week? Like, you think it's going to happen next week?
I don't think that it's going to happen next week. I think that... I don't know when, but he said my last day. So I think that tonight was like the start of a countdown.
I will say, I'll cry for that. If you guys, then
I will film it. And
listen, that's what it I'm going to make sure I bring you a box of Kleenex. Okay?
Well, we will talk about it next week. Yes. Same place, same time. You can find me at Rivette Soro on all social media platforms. Rivette Soro on YouTube as well. Where can they find you?
You guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at It's Celia Gomez.
You can find me at Nima Sky on all social media platforms.
And you can find me at Simone Thomas on all social platforms as well.
Chris, where can they find you?
They can find me at Team Chris Allen on
That's Team Chris.
Social media.
Give him a shout out, guys. Go to his page.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thank you, ladies.
You're amazing.
Hey, Maria Menounos would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owner.